Calvin Tower looked up from the chessboard. Change your mind about that cup of coffee, O Hyperborean Wanderer? No. I want to ask you if you know the answer to a riddle. Fire away, Tower invited and moved a pawn. Samson told it, the strong guy in the Bible. It goes like this. Out of the eater came forth meat, said Aaron Deepnose, swinging around again to look at Jake. And out of the strong came forth sweetness. That the one? Yeah, it is, Jake said. How'd you know? Oh, I've been around the block a time or two. Listen to this. He threw his head back and sang in a full, melodious voice. Samson and a lion got an attack, and Samson climbed up on the lion's back. Well, you've read about a lion killing men with their paws, but Samson put his hands round the lion's jaws. He rode that lion till the beast fell dead, and the bees made honey in the lion's head. Aaron winked and then laughed at Jake's surprised expression. That answer your question, friend? Jake's eyes were wide. Wow! Good song. Where'd you hear it? Oh, Aaron knows them all, Tower said. He was hanging around Bleecker Street back before Bob Dylan knew how to blow more than open G on his honer. At least if you believe him. It's an old spiritual, Aaron said to Jake, and then to Tower. By the way, you're in check, fatso. Not for long, Tower said. He moved his bishop. Aaron promptly bagged it. Tower muttered something under his breath. To Jake, it sounded suspiciously like fuckwad. So the answer is a lion, Jake said. Aaron shook his head. Only half the answer. Samson's riddle is a double, my friend. The other half of the answer is honey. Get it? Yes, I think so. Okay, now try this one. Aaron closed his eyes for a moment and then recited, What can run but never walks? Has a mouth but never talks? Has a bed but never sleeps, has a head, but never weeps. Smartass, Tower growled at Aaron. Jake thought it over, then shook his head. He could have worried it longer. He found this business of riddles both fascinating and charming, but he had a strong feeling that he ought to be moving on from here, that he had other business on Second Avenue this morning. I give up. No, you don't, Aaron said. That's what you do with modern riddles. But a real riddle isn't just a joke, kiddo. It's a puzzle. Turn it over in your head. If you still can't get it, make an excuse to come back another day. If you need another excuse, Fatso here does make a pretty good cup of joe. Okay, Jake said. Thanks. I will. But as he left, a certainty stole over him. He would never enter the Manhattan restaurant of the mind again. 15. Jake walked slowly down Second Avenue, holding his new purchases in his left hand. At first he tried to think about the riddle, what did have a bed but never slept. But little by little the question was driven from his mind by an increasing sense of anticipation. His senses seemed more acute than ever before in his life. He saw billions of coruscating sparks in the pavement, smelled 1,000 mixed aromas in every breath he took, and seemed to hear other sounds, secret sounds, within each of the sounds he heard. He wondered if this was the way dogs felt before thunderstorms or earthquakes, and felt almost sure that it was. Yet the sensation that the impending event was not bad but good, that it would balance out the terrible thing which had happened to him 3 weeks ago, continued to grow. And now, as he drew close to the place where the course would be set, that knowing in advance fell upon him once again. A bum is going to ask me for a handout, and I'll give him the change Mr. Tower gave me. And there's a record store, the door's open to let in the fresh air, and I'll hear a Stones song playing when I pass. And I'm going to see my own reflection in a bunch of mirrors. Traffic on Second Avenue was still light. Taxis honked and wove their way amid the slower-moving cars and trucks. Spring sunshine twinkled off their windshields and bright yellow hides. While he was waiting for a light to change, Jake saw the bum on the far corner of 2nd and 52nd. He was sitting against the brick wall of a small restaurant, and as Jake approached him, he saw that the name of the restaurant was Choo Choo Mama's. Choo Choo, Jake thought. And that's the truth.
Got a quarter,
The bum asked tiredly, and Jake dropped his change from the bookstore into the bum's lap without even looking around. Now he could hear the Rolling Stones right on schedule. I see a red door and I want to paint it black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black. As he passed, he saw, also without surprise, that the name of the store was Tower of Power Records. Towers were selling cheap today, it seemed.